How is everyone today? Parang mahina, I can't hear you. How are you today? Amen. We are blessed, and the purpose why God would bless us so that we can be a blessing wherever we go. That is a motto na binigay sa atin ni Primate Alcaraz. He gave us that word that we can live by it. And I really pray that those words will not just be something that we will say, but we will live it out. Amen? Pinamumuhay natin yan. And the reason why we keep on saying that, so that that will be assimilated into our mind and eventually in our hearts, that we will live by those words. We are blessed to be a blessing. And I would like to add something to that, something which I have also picked up from the Lord. Okay? So we are blessed for the purpose that we can be a blessing. But also, we are a blessing because we are blessed. What do I mean by that? The more we live our lives as a blessing to others, the more that blessing of God is evident in our life. The more you can say you are truly blessed when you are a blessing to others as well. Our gospel speaks of the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Jesus starts today in our gospel with this statement, "You are the salt of the earth." Then he said, "You are the light of the world." So he uses these two things, salt and light, to compare our life to. That's why pag-aralan natin, we need to study what is salt, what is light, why did God say we are salt of the earth, we are light of the world. So let's take the salt. Let's look at the salt. Do you know that salt is used for seasoning food? Amen? You try it one time for the whole day. You try to eat without salt in it. And I will tell you, that day will be ruined for you. You know? Because lahat ng kinakain natin, everything that we eat, you know, so that we will enjoy it, we will put salt in it. Okay? So salt enhances the flavor of what we eat. Okay, so that is one property of the salt. The second thing about the salt is that salt is also used as a preservative. You know, today, if we have meat, we have fish, and we want to store it for how many days, we just put it on the freezer and it will remain fresh in the freezer. Before, they don't have refrigerators. So how do people preserve their meat? Paano nila pre-preserve yung meat nila? Okay? They salt it. Binababad sa asin. And yung meat, kung wala naka-ref yan, if not placed in a freezer, within 24 hours, after 24 hours, it will begin to smell. Okay? Masisira na yan. That's why, when I was a little boy, we used to go to the barrios before where there is no electricity. And yung host namin doon, ang tawag ko sa kanya si Lolo, but he's not really my grandfather, just call him Lolo. And he knows how much I love pork. And so bibili siya sa palengke ng pork. And if I stay there for a week or 2 weeks, then wala namang refrigerator, there is no electricity. So what he would do is that soak the meat in salt so that every day, pag kumakain ako, may karne palagi. At hindi nasisira yung karne. So salt can preserve things. Okay, so we are aware of that. Many of you are nodding your head because you know that salt enhances the flavor of food. We know that salt can preserve food. But there is another use for the salt which we are not familiar. What is that? Salt can also stop the growth of plants. It can also destroy. You know, in olden times, especially biblical times, when a nation invades another nation and they destroy that nation, they see to it that that nation will not be able to rise up again. So what do? They put salt on their farms. Nilalagyan ng asin. Lahat ng taniman nila, nilalagyan ng asin yan ng kalaban. So that after the enemy leaves, the people who are left behind could not plant anymore. Because no matter how hard you try to plant, if the earth is salted, the plant will not grow anymore. So those are the three things. Salt enhances, spices up the flavor of food. Second, it preserves things. Third, it stops the growth of plants and eventually destroy. So why would Jesus compare us, His people, His followers, those who follow Christ, why would He say that you are salt? Why? Because our lives as a people, if we live out the life that Christ has given us, it enhances the world around you. Amen? If you are surrounded by good people around you, then you enhance their goodness. Mas lalo mong pinapaigting ang kanilang kabutihan. You enhance place around you. I remember when we transferred to a place in Antique. We entered a place, we transferred there, and that place is notorious for people stealing. Maraming magnanakaw sa lugar na yan, and people stealing. Every day, there's always a report of robbery. When we transferred there, we lived there, we never experienced a time na ninakawan kami. There are even times when I forget to lock the door and close the door. We go to Calibo for 1 week, we go home, our door is open because I forgot to close it. And when I entered the house, I was so scared, baka wala na yung TV namin, baka wala na yung mga gamit namin. And when I entered the house, everything was there. I live in a place where there's always stealing and robbery going on every day. But when we transfer there, never happened to us. And after a few months, a year, I talked to our barangay captain. I said, "How is our barangay doing?" And he said, "You know, yung nakawan dito bumaba na. The cases of robbery and stealing has come down." Do you understand what I'm saying? Suddenly the people, I don't know what happened to the people. Suddenly, ayaw na nila magnakaw. You know? Your life, wherever God would bring you, if you live out that life which Christ has given you, you will enhance goodness wherever you go. Amen? Just like salt, mas lalong sasarap ang buhay ng mga tao na nasa paligid mo. Or maybe you may start with people like my neighbor who hated me the first time we transferred. We had a conflict right away. That neighbor really hated me. You know, he hates my face. He hates everything about me. Until one day he had an accident and no one helped him. I ran to help him. After that, that person was really good to me. Amen? Mabait na siya. And not only to me, but he became good to our other neighbors as well. Something changed in him. That's the quality of the life that God has given you. Your life, which God has given you, has the ability to enhance the flavor. It has the ability to bring out the good in other people. The second thing about the salt, it preserves. Okay? It preserves. Again, our life, wherever God would put us, whatever good that remains in that place, whatever beauty that remains in that place, you help to preserve it, that it will not be corrupted. That's your ability. Now, you don't try to consciously do it. I'm going to be salt. I'm going to be salt. Magpapakita ako ng gilas ko dito. No, you don't have to do that. Just be yourself and live that life out. Not being conscious about what you're doing. Just do it as a follower of Christ. Then you're able to preserve. I remember in the church, there was a time that children would not bless their parents anymore. Hindi nagbibisa yung mga bata sa mga magulang nila. They don't show the Filipino way of respect. That has already been gone from our culture. But when we started in the liturgical way, the sacramental way, and we followed Christ in that way, what have you noticed? Suddenly the children, bumibisa na. They would bless the priest, they would bless their parents. Binalik natin, we were able to preserve that good in our culture. Amen? Another thing about the salt is that salt would, when you salt the earth, nothing will grow there anymore. It's the same thing in our lives. Wherever God would plant you, the wickedness, the bad things that are happening there, suddenly it would not grow anymore because of your presence there. You hamper, you stop the growth of wickedness wherever God would put you. That's the salt. You are the salt of the earth. Your life here on earth, it may be insignificant to you. You might feel small and powerless, and you know, you can't do anything with the big world around you. But believe me, you are the salt. You make a difference in the life of the world. Can you tell that person beside you, you make a difference? Yeah. We may not be conscious about it, but the moment you are removed from the earth, pag nawala ka sa mundong ito, people will find the difference. Oh, it's not the same anymore. Wala na si ganito, wala na si ganito. You know, he's already gone, and it's not going to be the same anymore. Mararamdaman nila because you have gone. Amen? Again, Jesus also said, you are the light of the world. What is light? What is with the light? Why are we called the light of the world? You know, light brings clearness, clarity to the things around you. If we put off the light, patayin natin ang ilaw dito, and I will tell you, let's run around, you know. Many of us will be stumbling down because we will not see the chairs and the other people because it's dark. It's not clear where you are going to go. But because there is light, light brings clarity, clearness. And in our life, it's the same thing. When you live your life and you live it with other people, the goodness that cannot be seen in the lives of people, it comes out. Lumalabas yung kabutihan ng tao pag nandyan ka. You know, I talk to someone, especially during confession, I enjoy that sacrament very much as a priest, because it is every time you go to confession and in that sacrament, I really feel that I am responsible for you. Para akong tatay talaga. I'm responsible for that person. So, one time I was in hearing confession, and dito ako sa church, may nagkukumpisal, and this person came and said, you know, I'm done. I have messed up. Sabi niya, Bishop, palpak ang buhay ko. Bishop, ang dami kong kasalanan. I did this, I did that. So my life now is a mess. I am now destroyed. I separated from my wife. My family separated. Yung nanay at tatay ko, naghiwalay din. I'm angry with my brothers. My siblings, we're fighting all the time. I did so many bad things. Now, there is no point for me to continue living. That's what he said. All he can see is darkness in his life. While he was telling me that, I was listening intently. But you know what? I see something he cannot see. I see that God has a plan for his life, because I was like him. The first time I came to church, I was like him. I was a mess. Sira ang buhay ko. My life was completely destroyed when I first came here to church. And I wanted to kill myself also. And here I am. Now, I'm glad I did not kill myself. I would have missed the opportunity of following Jesus and serving him in the ministry. I see something in him, may nakita ako sa kanya, na hindi niya nakikita sa sarili niya. That's light. Light, as light, you're able to see things clearly. And because of that, you can make other people see as well. And so we talked, and suddenly I said, you know what? You are the person that I talk to today that makes me very happy, because you remind me of myself when I was young. And I'm so happy to be talking with you. And you know what? That's what he said. I make my mother happy also. I used to make my uncles happy also. Nakalimutan niya, he doesn't see that in himself. And so we finished the confession, we went out, we were laughing, the both of us. Nung pumasok siya, umiiyak, malungkot, umalis kami, tumatawa kaming dalawa. Because finally, he saw something in his life which he has not seen for a very long time. What was that? Well, I just turned on my light. I just shared with him what I can see because of the light in me. Think of your life. Isipin niyo yung buhay niyo. How many times have you talked to someone and really helped him see himself also? Many times, di ba? You are the light of the world. If you are removed today from the earth, if God's people are removed today from the earth, the darkness that you see around you will completely turn into total darkness. But because God's people are here, you bring light. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. A city on a hill, yung bayan na nasa taas ng bundok. What is that? Ano ibig sabihin yan? You are a city on a hill. What is Jesus trying to say? In olden times, in biblical times, wala silang Waze. Alam niyo yung Waze? They don't have GPS. Now, if you're lost, you just turn on your cell phone and mag-GPS ka na lang. Okay? I had a visitor who came from Manila, who came here, and namamasyal kami. He was the one guiding me. Ako yung taga-Kalibo, siya yung taga-Manila, but he guides me. Sabi, Bishop, dito tayo daan. Bishop, we will go there. How do you know this place? And he took out his phone, he said, Winiways ko. Nasa cellphone niya yung mga daan ng Kalibo. But in olden times, they don't have ways. They don't have GPS. How will people know their direction, kung saan sila dadaan? How will they know their bearings? Where are we right now? By looking on the city on the hill. Pag nakita mo yung city na yan, ay malapit na ako. Dito ako sa east. I go to the west of the city. I go to the north of the city. I go to the south of the city. That city provides direction. Your life as God's people gives direction to others. Those who are lost, hinahanap natin yung nawawala, they're lost. And we point to them the path. This is where you need to go. This is where you need to go. You direct them because they don't know. I came to church. I became a priest in the church because someone gave me direction in my life. There is someone right now in your life who is lost. And when he finds you, show him the way. Lead him to that direction. Now, one thing more about salt and light. You notice that salt does not exist for himself only. Salt does not flavor salt. It's always salt flavoring something else. You know, when you go to a party, wala namang tao nagsiserve. No one serves salt. Oy, may andito na kayo. O, meron asin. O, kumain kayo ng asin. No? O, eat salt. Eat salt. Nobody serves salt in a party. It's always, have some peanuts with salt. Diba? O, mani muna. Tapos yung mani na yan may asin. Okay? O, have some chicken. You know, it's salted. Natimpla yan. Salt is not salty for himself. Salt is always for something else. May kasama yan palagi. You look at light. Ganun din ang ilaw. It's the same thing with light. When you turn on the light, sino ba sa inyo, when you turn on the light, you look at the light. When you turn on the light, you look at the things around you because the light makes it clear for you to see. Amen? When you turn on the light, you don't go looking at the light. Wow, light. Can you see light? You cannot see light. You can see the things that light shines on. So again, light does not shine for itself. Light shines for something else. What does it mean to us? The life that you have is not just for you. Life is meant to be lived out for the sake of others. We talked about the Beatitudes last week. Happy, blessed is the man who is merciful. Blessed are you. Blessed are you. Now that word bless could also mean happy. And another meaning for blessed is It comes from the Greek word makarios. Makarios means bless. It could mean happy. It could also mean maswerte. Kaya marami sa atin, mas maintindihan natin yung maswerte. Ay, napakaswerte niya. Ang ganda ng napangasawa niya. Mabait pa. Diba? So, maswerte. So, happy is that person. Blessed is that person. Lucky is that guy. Jesus has been teaching us how to be happy. And there are rules, there are principles that can really make us happy. And the one principle we should not forget is what salt and light is all about. You want to be happy in your life? Stop looking for happiness for yourself. Instead, find fulfillment in helping others and you will be happy. Amen. Happiness is a byproduct when you are fulfilled in life. You look at people who have no fulfillment in life, they're very sad. Malungkot sila. But if you try to pursue fulfillment in your life, guess what? You will also be, right? Right? One time, I only have 50 pesos in my pocket. Meron akong 50 pesos in my pocket. And I was kind of thinking, my 50 pesos ako, I could buy merienda. So sabi ko, I want to have merienda. So inisip ko, I'll go to Jollibee. But if I go to Jollibee, what will my 50 pesos buy? Huh? O sa mga fans ng Jollibee, what can you buy with your 50 pesos? Iced tea. But at that time, I don't like iced tea. I want burger. 50 pesos. I only have 50 pesos. I want burger. I will be happy if I will have merienda in Jollibee with 50 pesos. Mabuti ngayon kung 50 pesos, if I have 50 pesos and I can't go to Jollibee, I go to Krispy King. 50 mo, one slice of chicken na yan. But at that time, wala pang Krispy King. So, Jollibee, I have 50 pesos and you know, nanggigigil na ako sa burger. I want to eat burger. I want to be happy. I want to eat burger. I want to eat burger. I don't have 50 pesos. So I was thinking that. I was contemplating on myself. Iniisip kong sarili ko. Kawawa naman ako. And I felt sad because I cannot buy a burger. I felt sad thinking of myself. You see, that's what happens to us when we think of ourselves all the time. You think of your sins. You think of your mistakes. You think of your failures. You know what happens? Regret comes in. And you become very sad. So I was holding my 50 pesos in my pocket, trying to think of a way that I can have burger with my 50 pesos. I'm sad now. Malungkot na ako. Umiikot ako sa plaza. Malungkot na ako. Wanted burger. Kawawa naman ako. Ni burger, hindi ako makabili. Hindi ko naman naisip na sana mamatay na lang ako. Hindi naman. But I was sad. Until a little boy approached me. There was this little boy. He was so dirty. And the little boy came to me and held my hand. Hinawakan niya yung kamay ko. Yung nakahawak sa 50, hawak niya rin. My hand, holding the 50 pesos in my pocket, that child held my hand. And he said, he was so weak, he cannot talk, he cannot speak. Nangihina na siya. He must not have eaten for many days already. And this is what he said to me. And I looked at him and I said, pambihira ka. I can't even afford a burger and here you are. Hihingiin mo pa yung pera ko. But suddenly again, that life in you, the Jesus in you, just si Lord sa puso. I look at that child, I look into his eyes. He was so dirty, he was so hungry, he was so small, he was so skinny, payat-payat siya. And I took out my 50 pesos and I gave it to him. Sabi ko, bumili ka ng tinapay, buy yourself bread and go to that tindahan, you buy bread and you buy soft drinks. When I gave my 50 pesos, the eyes of that child widened. His face literally shone. Umilaw talaga yung mukha niya. He could not believe someone would give him 50 pesos. And I did. As I gave my 50 pesos, sinasabi ko, goodbye, burger. You know? No, I did not say that. When I gave my 50 pesos to him, when I saw his face light up, you know what? Something happened inside me. I felt so fulfilled in my life. Because that is the purpose of life. Isn't that also the purpose of money? To help God's other children? Because God has so many of them, you have to help them. That's the purpose of money. That's the purpose of my life. I am blessed to be a blessing. That's my reality. And I gave that 50 pesos. I was sad when I had that 50 pesos. When I gave it away, I was so happy. Because that brings fulfillment in my heart. I walked away looking at the boy, naglalakad ako, and I was smiling, and he was looking at me, baka bawiin ko yung 50 pesos niya, you know. And I just looked at him, and I said, bye-bye. And I went home happy. Hungry? Yes. But happy. Kahit busog ka naman, kung malungkot ka, di ba? Pangit din. I went away hungry, but I was so happy, fulfilled, and I was thinking, if we would live that way every day, being the salt, being the light, doesn't mean that you shine only for yourself. A light that is hidden in a basket, what good is that? The light is supposed to shine so that others can see. The salt, if it loses its saltiness, okay, what is it good for? Kung wala namang lasa yan. Because salt is supposed to season other things. Your life is to bring good to others as well. What good is it if you have a wonderful life and you only live it for yourself? Yan ang sinasabi ni Jesus. You wanna be happy? You wanna be fulfilled? Start living your life for the good of others. Not just yourself. Amen? How do we do that? Bishop, I wanna be specific. I wanna have concrete example. How are we going to do that? To live life as salt and light. Pasensya na kaya, I don't have my watch, so I can go on and on. Kalimutan ko yung relo ko. Hindi ko makita yung relo na yun. It's okay. I'm going to be finished. How do we do that? Our first reading teaches us how. Isaiah, the prophet, in our first reading say, how can you live your life for others? Sabi niya, do good. Show mercy. Do not oppress others. Is that concrete example? Yeah. Yan sinabi na Isaiah. Amen? You wanna be the salt? You wanna be the light of this world? Isaiah said, do good. Show mercy. Do not oppress anyone. Then he said, feed those who are hungry. Give drink to those who are thirsty. Clothe those who are naked. Shelter those who are homeless. Visit those who are sick. Visit those who are imprisoned. That's the seven corporal works of mercy. That is the gospel being lived out. Give food to the hungry. Thirsty, give a little drink. And it's always for the sake of others, not for you. That's how we should do it. Bishop, it's so difficult. Bishop, I can't do that. Bishop, mahirap yan. Then look at the second reading. It's not going to be hard. If we follow the second reading today, sabi niya, you have the mind of Christ. Have you ever seen Christ struggling to help people? He doesn't struggle when helping people. Nakita niyo ba si Jesus na naghihirap talaga para tumulong sa ibang tao? He doesn't struggle helping people. He helps people. Up to the end, he was helping people, even on the cross. You have the mind of Christ. Amen? It's difficult, Bishop. I cannot do it. Yeah, it's difficult, but you can do it. With the mind of Christ, you can do it. How? Bring the thoughts of God into that mind of yours. Isipin mo yung iniisip ng Diyos. You look at His Word every day. Read His Word. Meditate on His Word. Bring the thoughts of God into that mind. Then you have the mind of Christ. It will be easy for you now when the hungry comes, able to give. Bishop Ricardo reminded me one time, sabi niya, the best time to give is not when you have so much. The best time to give is when you yourself don't have much. Be the salt of the earth. Be the light of the world. Be the city on a hill. Salt, enhance the good. Enhance whatever is true. Enhance whatever is beautiful around you. Preserve it and don't allow wickedness to destroy that. Light, well, shine with your light. Help others see clearly the way you see them. Be the city on the hill. Give direction. Point to some people where they need to go. Amen.